I love to bring you parenting things. And for two reasons. One, because sometimes I think they're total bullshit. Like, I think someone's just trying to get attention. And other times I think it's like a legit parenting thing. This one, I can't tell. I can't tell if I'm being had, if this is one of those things that like everyone's sharing this and it's gone viral, but in like a week, they're going to be like, eh, we got you suckers. I can't really tell. So I thought, let me play this for you. And you see what these parents, how they've chosen to raise their child. And then you can tell me, is this real? Is this a thing? And then if it is real, what you think of it as a parent.
Oh, no. This is not going to end well.
When our child Zoomer was born in 2016, my partner Brent and I decided to raise them without assigning a gender. We didn't disclose their reproductive anatomy to people who didn't need to know. We used the gender-neutral pronouns they, them, their until Zoomer could tell us what pronouns fit best, and we taught Zoomer about bodies, gender, identity, and expression in an expansive and inclusive way. We wanted to hold space for the possibility that Zoomer could be intersex, transgender, or non-binary, and we were committed to protecting them from experiencing sexism in early childhood. Zoomer wore all the clothes, played with all the toys, and got to experience a childhood free of gender stereotypes.
And they're showing videos. So it looks like a fun childhood.
He told us that he's a boy and that he loves he, him pronouns. Zoomer knows who he is and understands that gender is not binary and that his body doesn't define his destiny. We call this gender creative parenting, and there's resources and an amazing community waiting for you if you want to learn more.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think this is awesome, except the name Zoomer sounds like a made-up name to be like it's Gen Z and Boomer together. That's why I think that I'm being had. Because who names a kid Zoomer and then calling the kid Zoomer and keep referring to Zoomer? We told Zoomer that it almost sounds like bullshit to me, but it might be real because I do know people who are not. I know a couple right now who are raising their child non-binary or like letting the child decide what their gender is going to, what their pronouns are going to be when the child gets old enough. Oh my God, wait. I knew a kid when I was a kid there were five kids in the family. Okay. Three out of the five kids got to choose their own name. The mom didn't name the kid. It was baby boy, baby girl until they were old enough to choose their own name. And I remember one of the littler kids chose a name. And then when he turned five, decided he didn't like that name, he chose another name. So they had to get his name legally changed.
Do you really want me to comment on this?
I do. Because I want to know, do you think this is legit? Uh-oh, what's happening? Why are you getting, you're getting duct tape?
There's no way for me to win.
Okay, you're putting duct tape on your mouth because you've decided
there's no
that there's
way
nothing for, there's, you can say here.
No, this is...
That's okay, so your
I'll
response...
be canceled in 3 seconds if I say anything
about
this.
You don't need that much duct tape? Are you going to... Are you committing suicide? What are you doing? You're suffocating yourself with duct tape. Don't cover your nose.
I'm wearing it like people wear masks.
Oh, okay, you got a mask. You got a...
No, I can't.
Listen, if you're not going to talk, if you're going to put duct tape on your mouth, then don't talk.
Oh,
that was the point of the duct tape, right?
How do I get it off now?
It's going to hurt. As somebody who used to duct tape,
God.
See, I told you.
No, it's easier for me not to talk. I mean, I don't ask me to comment on that because it's not going to be good.
What I really want to know is, do you think that's legit? Do you think those are real parents and they're not, as the British say, having us on? And I'm only asking that because if the kid's name was, I don't know, some really gender neutral name, like Cooper.
Right.
That could be, you know, Taylor.
Right.
Something that could be male or Jordan, something could be male or female. I'd be like, oh, okay, Jordan, that makes sense. But Zoomer, the fact that they keep saying Zoomer feels to me like, that's a dog whistle for we're fucking with you.
David Seeley just said he put duct tape on his eyes and ears. Anything
so
I say,
you think it's legit?
Good.
You think these
are
real parents?
I think it's legit, and
okay.
I think they should be locked up. But that's, oh, hold on.
But you gotta put your duct tape on, because you can't say that about people.
They shouldn't be, they should be spayed or neutered.
Again, if you're putting duct tape on your mouth, you're supposed to not say anything. The idea of the duct tape is
the
to
only
shut
way
you-
I can, because I, it's not going to be good.
This is not shutting you up.
It's not good. Now I gotta take this shit off again.
You got to put, you know what? You got to put a sock in your mouth and then put the duct tape over the sock.
We go through a lot of tape. With this stupid story.
Again, the tape is to keep you from talking, that you keep talking through the tape.
Oh, okay. No, nothing I can say about this story will be good, other than it might be bullshit, and I hope it's bullshit. But this story might be BS, but I guarantee there are families that do this.
Right.
And they're not called Zoomer. They're called Pat. And that's what they, that's how they raise their kid. And I can't.
I like the idea of raising the child in a way that the child makes those decisions for themselves. I kind of like that. I mean, I think the age the child is when they make that decision, I think their child is probably too young. Here's the problem. Children can make, sound like they can make decisions, but their brain is not developed enough to understand the consequences of those choices. So a kid at 5 who says, that's what happened to my friend's younger brother, you know, when he was growing up, I think there was some superhero show he liked, so he gave himself the name of the superhero, and then when he turned 5, he was like, my name's Danny, and then suddenly he was Danny,
right?
And I don't even know if he's still Danny. Because he was 5 when he decided Danny was the better name, you know?
I think at 4 and 5, you have to know what a cow says. A cow says moo. I don't think you have to worry about bigger things in life when you're 5 years old. You're learning things. Your parents take some pressure off of you by naming you and saying what gender you are. That you don't have to worry about. Now you just have to learn stuff.
But that is, I have to say, that is the hardest thing. As somebody that does have friends that are gender non-binary, you know me, I have more trans friends. I have more trans friends than my trans friends have trans friends. Like, I've learned that over the years. Like, I have a couple of trans friends that have no trans friends. I have so many trans friends. And the one thing that I see that in common with a lot of my trans friends is they always end up having to change their name, because the name they were assigned at birth is also not the gender, that, you know what I mean? That there was always a mismatch there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get to choose your own identity and choose your own, I wonder if this kid's going to choose their own name and be like, Zoomer. No one's calling me Zoomer.
Just let them live on the street. Let them figure out to eat their own food and name them their own self and figure out. I can't anymore with people.
I like that they allowed the child to dress however the child wanted, like whatever you felt like wearing. The video they were showing during that stuff that you were just listening to, in the video, the child was wearing a tutu and a dress at one point. The child was wearing jeans and a t-shirt, like all different outfits over the years before the child decided that they were a he and a him. What was interesting about it is I liked the fact that they allowed the child to play with all the toys. They didn't say, here's a doll or here's a truck. I do like that. I like the idea that you allow a child just to get whatever. Because I remember I was always a tomboy. I can't tell you how often they would take a baseball bat out of my hands and be like, here's a doll. I'm like, give me a baseball bat so I can beat this doll. Because I don't want the doll.
Right. I just don't know in 500 years where all this shit is going to end us up. I don't. I mean, are we?
It's going to end us up with, put your tape on your mouth. It's going to end us up with people actually having autonomy over their own lives and being able to make decisions for themselves. I kind of like that, rather than having other people decide who you are. You're nodding your head because now you've your duct tape on and you finally figured out how to work duct tape.
Mm-hmm. There's no winning.
You would be a terrible victim for a kidnapper. If anyone wants to kidnap Anthony,
I can't even comment on that. Because if I comment on that, this is what... Okay, without this tape, This is what these wackadoos are raising. These wackadoos are raising serial killers. That's what they're raising.
No, so- that's not how serial killers happen. That's ridiculous. That is not how serial killers happen. That is wrong on so many levels. But if somebody does want to kidnap Anthony, I'm just telling you now, duct tape is not good. You're going to need something stronger.
And this is pretty strong duct tape. This is duct tape. So it's actually the good stuff. Yeah.
You can still speak through it. So yeah, clearly not that good.
Well, I didn't put that much and it did hurt when it came off.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I wasted a lot of duct tape there.